Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, and I want to tell you a story. I love stories. In 1960, I was at Prairie Bible Institute at their spring conference. I attended Prairie Bible Institute back in 1948 and 49, and so I had gone back for their spring conference. And the speaker for that conference was that incredible little lady named Gladys Aylward. I sat in the audience, which numbered several thousand, and studied the tiny figure on the platform. She wore Chinese dress, a slim, straight gown of some nondescript color with a mandarin collar. She was about 4'10", I believe, and thin as a toothpick. Her hair was also thin and screwed into a tight little topknot. A box had to be placed at the podium for her to stand on, for otherwise she wouldn't have been visible to us. The sound system in those days was not the best, and I wondered how on earth this diminutive creature would manage to make herself heard. I need not have worried. Her voice was stentorian. She stood up, raised a bony forefinger, and bellowed, "I should like to read just one verse. And Jehovah God spoke to Abram, and he said, 'Get out!'" And she proceeded to describe the faith of Abraham, demonstrated by his unconditional obedience in leaving his own country and setting out he knew not where. "And one day in a little flat in London, Jehovah God spoke to a Cockney parlor maid, and he said, 'Get out!'" "Where do you want me to go, Lord?" "And he said, 'To China.'" For 2 hours, she poured out the story of her going by train across Europe and Russia and Siberia and China with a single suitcase and a frying pan strapped to the outside. She had no education, no money, no mission board, no friends in China, or so I remember the story. We sat riveted. The hours seemed only a few minutes, and we were humbled to the very dust. One man commented later, "They needn't open the doors to let us out. We can crawl underneath." Later, in a friend's home, Miss Aylward, no one could have imagined calling her Gladys, and I sat on the sofa and talked of missions, missionaries, and particularly of single missionaries. I had been widowed 4 years earlier, and she, of course, had never married. Not that she had never thought of marrying, however. She told me how she had worked happily for 6 or 7 years in China, alone, when a missionary couple came to work nearby. She then began to ponder the privilege that was theirs, and to wonder if it might not be a lovely thing to be married. She talked to the Lord about it. She was a no-nonsense woman, and very direct and straightforward, and she asked God to call a man from England, send him straight out to China, straight to where she was, and have him propose. I can't forget the next line. With a look of even deeper intensity, she shook her little bony finger in my face and said, "Elizabeth, I believe God answers prayer." He called him. And here there was a very brief pause, then an intense whisper which carried more power than her loudest voice. "He called him, but he never came." The indelible mark Gladys Aylward left in my memory is that of a very small package of Cockney dynamite. A woman who had made an irrevocable choice in that London flat. To believe that God meant exactly what he said, and to stake her whole life on it at any cost. 1 Corinthians 1:27 and 28 says, "To shame what is strong, God has chosen what the world counts weakness. He has chosen things low and contemptible, mere nothings, to overthrow the existing order." Gladys Aylward was irrefutable proof that divine weakness is stronger than man's strength. When I'm tempted to doubt God, I'm shamed by that memory. Some of you may have read the biography called The Small Woman, written by Alan Burgess, and some perhaps years ago saw the film called The Inn of the Sixth Happiness. And of course, you have to remember that films are films, and there's all sorts of stuff in almost any supposedly true story that has been added or subtracted. So don't put too much stock in that. I never did see the movie, but I have read the biography. Gladys Aylward was born in Edmonton, north of London. The family moved to Cheddington Road when she was very small, into a row of red brick houses with lace curtains, privet hedges, aspidistras in the window. I don't suppose there are very many people younger than I am who know what aspidistras were. I'm not sure I'd know what one looks like, but I know it was a house plant that was common in most Victorian houses. Gray pavements, greengrocers, milkmen, bakers, horse-drawn carts. Her father was a postman, clumping up the road in heavy boots. Mum put the tea kettle on when father came home. When the Zeppelins came over to bomb London in the First World War, Gladys remembered how she'd first discovered the antidote to being frightened. She would bring all the children in the street into the front parlor and sit them down against the inside wall. Then she would sit at the tiny old foot-operated organ, pedal furiously, and scream out a hymn at a decibel scale calculated to reach almost as high as those ominous silver cocoons droning through the sky. In Hebrews 13, verses 5 to 8, we read, "Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. Because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.' So we say with confidence, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?' Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, and forever." In verse 17, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you." I think in today's world, we have a hard time following real examples of godliness. It's far too easy for us to just look at the life of someone who seems to be a saint, and we say, "Oh, well, I can't even aim at being a saint. I mean, I'm not even close." And so you just give up at the start. Is it not right for us to do just what it says here in Hebrews? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. It breaks my heart when I have a chance to speak with young people, high school kids sometimes, grade school kids, college kids. I often ask them this question: "Do you have any heroes?" I draw a blank. They look at me, they look at each other, they shrug. The answer is no, they don't have any heroes. Well, is there anyone that you admire Well, yes, usually a rock star or an athlete. They can come up with a name or two. And then my third question, is there anybody you'd like to be like? I draw a blank again. When I was growing up, my heroes and heroines were missionaries. I longed to be like them, to remember them, to consider the outcome of their way of life, and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. His standards have not changed. Of course, I get labeled many times as being way out of date, or much too serious, or much too spiritual for today's world. But of course, I take my cues not from today's world or from the popular quotation of the day, but from the scriptures. And so I want to do everything that I can to encourage you to read Christian biographies. Go to your Christian bookstore, ask for Christian biographies. Perhaps your church has a lending library. Perhaps you've got a library in town that might even have some Christian biographies. You might be surprised. Read them. Study them. Imitate them. And God will bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.